إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال: يا ابن أم لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي، إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل ولم ترقب قولي. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: أعف اللحى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء الكرام، respected brothers and elders, amongst the many du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make, one du'a was: Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Oh Allah, let always the truth look appealing to us. Let your obedience look correct to us. Warzuqna al-tiba'a, and favor us with the ability of implementing it. Wa arina al-batila batila, and let falsehood and your disobedience look abnormal to us. Let us have the skills of differentiating. Warzuqna ijtinaba, and give us the ability to abstain from it. We find the ayat of the Quran: اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. Allah, make iman beloved to us. وزينه في قلوبنا, and decorate it in our hearts. وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق, and let evil and vice and sin be hated and disliked by us, O Allah. Amongst the prophecies that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made before Qiyamah, one is: إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. A time will come where people will frown at Allah's disobedience and people will embrace Allah's disobedience. We find, unfortunately, this has become very common. When a woman dressed in hijab and veil, an embodiment of bashfulness, then people will frown on her and people will look at her in strange ways. On the contrary, when a woman is semi-nude, then this is appealing to the eye. Amongst the many things, brothers, amongst the many things that has kept focus, amongst the many things where people are frowning today, one is the beloved beard of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the kafir frowns, I have no problem. He never claimed to say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his role model. But when the so-called believer who enjoys the privilege of saying my Nabi was the greatest human, yet is embarrassed in reflecting the image of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have written, there are many sins, brothers. There are many sins, but I will tell you why I want to highlight this in particular. There is a kitab written by Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, which has been authored and revised by none other than Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahumullah, who was a world-renowned scholar. Like someone said, what can you expect from that child born in a Muslim home but adopted by non-Muslim parents? How faithful will this child be to Islam when he was adopted by non-Muslim parents? Today perhaps you and I live in Muslim homes, but wallah, our thinking has been adopted by the West. What conforms to the West is what I embrace, and what does not conform with them I shun, even if it is the beloved of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi writes in this kitab, إِنَّ الْمَعَاسِ عَدِيدًا. There are many types of sins, كَالزِّنَا وَشُرْبِ الْخَمْرِ, the likes of fornication, the likes of consuming intoxicants. But we find the difference between this sin and the shaving of the beard, and I will explain. Nabi alayhi salam says in this sin, لَا يَزْنِي الزَّانِي حِينَ يَزْنِي وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنِ وَلَا يَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرَ حِينَ يَشْرَبُهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنِ. That when a person commits zina, he is devoid of iman. When a person is guilty of theft, he is devoid of iman. When a person is consuming wine, he is devoid of iman. Ikrama radiallahu anhu says, I asked Ibn Abbas, how is iman snatched from him? He then showed me like this, yeah, وَشَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ. He took the fingers of one hand, engaged it in the other, and he says, when he commits zina, then iman physically, literally departs from him, as you see me separating my hands. So Sheikh Zakaria writes under the commentary of this hadith, فَهَذِهِ الْمَحَاسِي تَنْتَهِي بِانْتِهَاءِ فِعْلِهَا. We find this sin would end when a man has abandoned that wrong. A person is in zina, he has been punished. But when he stops zina, he is out of the sin, his iman returns to him. وَأَمَّا حَلْقُ اللِّحْيَ وَقَصْرُهَا قَصْرًا غَيْرَ شَرْعِيٍ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ إِثْمٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ فِي كُلِّ حِينٍ. But that person who shaves his beard or cuts it less than a fist length, may I hasten to add, Shariat has not differentiated in the penalty and the crime and the consequences of that person who keeps a little beard but doesn't allow it to grow the full length. His sin and the sin of the one that shaves is equal in the eyes of Allah. By saying so, I'm not discouraging those that have a little beard, but rather what I am doing is exhorting them to get the desired beard. Give you a practical example. You went to purchase an article that cost 100 rand. You came with 100 rand, you'll get the article. A person came with no money, clean shaven, he gets nothing. And a man came with 10 rand. He says, but I have money. 10 rand, you have 1/10 of the required amount. You are better than him, you need 90. But until and unless, the ulama are saying the person that shaves or the person that trims his beard less than a first length, less than a first length, both of them, فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ إِسْمٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ, he is in perpetual sin. He is in perpetual sin, لِمَا أَنَّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ, because it is compulsory on a believer, أَن تَكُونَ لِحْيَتَهُ مُوَافَقَةً لِلشَّرِيعَةِ, that his beard conforms with the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا خَالَفَ أَمْرَ الشَّرَعَ, when he has violated this injunction of Shariat, كَانَ آثِمًا فِي كُلِّ لَحْظَةٍ تَمُرُّ مِنْ حَيَاتِهِ, he is a sinner every second that ticks away in his life, إِلَىٰ أَن تَطُولَ لَحْيَتُهُ, until he lengthens his beard in accordance with the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, he writes, فَحَالِقُ اللَّحْيَ يَحُجُّ وَيَعْتَمِرْ وَيَسُومُ وَتَجِدْهُ مُرْتَكِبًا لِهَذِهِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, you will find this brother, you will find this person, that he will be performing Hajj, he will be making Umrah, one side earning reward for the good, at the same time suffering perpetual sin. Why? Because he is in sin all the time. حَتَّى فِي حَالِ مَأْكَلِهِ وَمَشْرَبِهِ وَنَوْمِهِ, while eating, while sleeping, in every aspect, every moment of his life, is guilty of the sin. Brothers, let me quote a hadith for you and then I will leave it for you to decide. Wallah, this is one of the greatest misconceptions that people have. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of the hadith. عَشْرٌ مِنَ الْفِطْرَةِ, Nabi alayhi salam says there are 10 things that form the human nature of every person. قَصُّ الشَّارِبْ, to trim the moustache. This is another injunction. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in the riwayat of Tirmizi, مَنْ لَمْ يَأْخُذْ مِنْ شَارِبِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, he who doesn't trim his moustache, he is not from amongst us. The riwayat of Shama'il Tirmizi, Mughira ibn Shoba is the narrator of the hadith. Nabi alayhi salam seen Bilal radiallahu anhu had long moustache. Nabi alayhi salam called him and then clipped his moustache. عَشْرٌ مِنَ الْفِطْرَةِ قَصُّ الشَّارِبْ, to trim the moustache. إِعْفَاءُ اللِّحْيَةِ, to lengthen the beard. سِوَاكْ, to apply the miswak. مَطْهَرَةٌ لِلْفَمْ مَرْضَاتٌ لِلْرَبْ, cleanses the mouth and earns the pleasure of Allah. Then Nabi alayhi salam says, إِسْتِنْشَاقُ الْمَا, putting water into the nostrils. غَسْلُ الْبَرَاجِمْ, cleaning the joints of the body. قَصُّ الْأَذْفَارِ, clipping the nails of the hands and the feet. حَلْقُ الْعَانَ, shaving the pubic hair. And this is the beauty of Islam. This is the moderation of Islam. There are many other nationalities also where they lengthen their beard, but you will find there's no moderation. They leave all the hair of the body to grow. And you see them, you travel, we don't want to become personal in identifying their nationalities. They let all the hair grow. The beauty of Islam is, Nabi alayhi salam says, clip your nails, trim your moustache, lengthen your beard, clean your pubic hair, not full ibid, pluck the hair beneath your armpits. Likewise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says cleanliness. The riwayat of Muatta Imam Malik, Nabi alayhi salam is sitting in the masjid, one person walks in, الثائر الرأسي واللحية, his hair was disheveled, his beard was untidy. Nabi alayhi salam politely just motioned him to go out. He went out, combed his beard, combed his hair and came back. Nabi alayhi salam said, أليس هذا خير من أن يأتي أحدكم ثائر الرأس, isn't this better that you be neat and you look disciplined when you come to the house of Allah? Sheikh Khalil Ahmad writes in Badlul Majhud, which is the commentary of Abu Dawood, that in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salam says fitra. What is fitra? Min sunanil anbiya, the practice of 124,000 anbiya alayhi salam. The beard is just not the sunnat of one Nabi. I recall the first time when we went to the United States, when we landed in New York, as we were clearing customs, a person made a comment. And wallah, brothers, the time has come that you don't resist criticism, but you embrace it. Wallah, Allah will give you such sweet. I salute the youth that walk in the campus environment, in hostile environment, reviving the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was standing in, I think it was France, at the airport, in Paris at the airport, and one gentleman came to me. He tells me, where are you traveling or where are you coming from? I said, I'm coming from the States. Don't you feel shy to travel like this, yeah? I said, but what crime have I committed? Look at that boy whose hair is spiked up. I think he had an electric shock. Don't you think that man should feel shy? Look at that man who looks half woman or half man. I don't know. You'll see people standing at robots dressing like rabbits to entertain children. Wallah, human can drop themselves so much. Oh Muslim, have you become ashamed to revive the practice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The time has come that you embrace criticism. We were performing salah in Rome at the airport, And we were sitting, and just then we started performing salah. Immediately they came and cordoned us off. And wallah, when I travel, I wait for these opportunities. I am so passionate about this. I want someone to really get me into this. Ask me about my beard. I become excited. It gives me a spiritual feeling. I told the brothers, you relax. I want to take this man on. He came home and then he started speaking to me. I left him out in such a way that in the end he says, you know what, if you have Islamic literature, please pass it on to me. Wallah, brothers, this is the time we have to embrace this criticism. I was sitting in one masjid in Chicago, and I had a program there, and I had seen one brother coming into the masjid and using the masjid mirror to shave his beard. I couldn't hold myself. I went to him, I said, brother, I don't know you, you don't know me, I'm from South Africa, but wallah, don't use the house of Allah to violate the orders of Allah. He says, I agree with you, but what can I do? I won't get a job with a beard. I said, you think you'll get Jannah without it? You won't get a job with a beard. You think you'll get Jannah without it? I will tell you Quran and Hadith. Then I'll leave it to you to decide. فَسَوْفَ تَرَىٰ إِذَنْ كَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ أَفَرَسٌ تَحْتَ رِجْلِكَ أَمْ حِمَارِ. When the dust will settle, you will realize were you mounted on a horse or on a mule. I fail to comprehend. You and I, you will never ask me a medical question because you know how inadequate my medical knowledge is. But I fail to comprehend how you can put yourself at the mercy of people who don't know the farais of wuzu and ghusl and are misleading the ummah. What can I say other than these people have become the statistics of the prophecies of Nabi alayhi salam, that such people will come that will mislead this ummah. Ashrun min al-fitra, this is sunanul anbiya. Alladhina umirna an naqtadi bihim, we have been commanded to follow them. Ulaika alladhina hada Allah fabihudahum uqtadi. The riwayat of Muslim Sharif, the riwayat of Tahawi, Nabi alayhi salam says, lengthen the beard, lengthen the beard. Ulama ikram explain, what is meant by i'fa'ul lihya? Wa i'fa'uha huwa iktharuha وَتَوْفِيرُهَا وَإِرْخَاؤُهَا دَلِيلٌ وَاضِحٌ عَلَى الْإِجَابِ. It means lengthen it, let it grow nicely in such a way that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, بَلْ إِهْتِمَامُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِتَوْفِيرِ اللَّحْيَا وَكَذَا تَوْفِيرُهُ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ حَيْثُ لَمْ يُنْقَلْ عَنْ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَخْذُهَا وَلَا قَصُّهَا. That Nabi alayhi salam and his sahaba lengthened their beard in such a way that it cannot be proven in any authentic or unauthentic hadith. Nowhere. Wallah, brothers, if you study Quran and hadith passionately, and you can convince me in Quran and hadith that you can clip your beard, I will get off the minbar and give you the minbar. I swear by Allah, this is a matter of urgency. People are misleading people, and I will tell you the consequences of it, as ulama have made mention. How polite and diplomatic can you be in telling a man you have cancer? You have to be diplomatic, but it's a killer disease. How polite, how diplomatic can I be when you have cancer, my brother? Nevertheless, I quote you the words of Abu Dawood. Imam Abu Dawood says, we, on the authority of Imam Abu Dawood, a person by the name of Abu Ma'mar says, قُلْنَا لِخَبَّابِ. We ask Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu, أَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقْرَأُ فِي الظَّهْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ. Did the Nabi of Allah recite Quran in Dhuhr and Asr Salah? It was a silent namaz. Naturally, you won't know if he was reciting Quran or not. Did the Nabi of Allah recite Quran? We said, Na'am. Yes, he did read Quran. Immediately we asked him, مِنْ أَيْنَ عَلِمْتَ. How do you know that the Nabi of Allah recited Quran? He said, بِذْطِرَابِ لِحْيَتِهِ. Nabi alayhi salam's beard used to move. We were standing in the first saf, and we used to see the beard of Nabi alayhi salam moving. Now those that say it was a pencil line, you can make your own conclusions. A pencil line won't move. That beard, that is just that bare lining. We used to see the beard of Nabi alayhi salam moving. The riwayat is in Abu Dawud. The next hadith in Muslim Sharif, Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا تَوَضَّعَ. Whenever the Nabi of Allah would make wuzu, أَخَذَ كَفًّا مِمَّا. He would take water in his palm, فَأَدْخَلَهُ تَحْتَ حَنَكِهِ. And then would enter the water from beneath his chin, فَخَلَّلَ بِهِ. And then make khilal and say, هَكَذَا أَمَرَنِي رَبِّي. This is what my Allah has commanded me to do. The third riwayat, Ibn Abi Hala is the narrator. The riwayat is in Tirmizi Sharif. وَكَانَ وَصَّافًا عَنْ حُلْيَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He describes the feature of Nabi alayhi salam. كَانَ كَثَّ اللِّحْيَ. He says the Nabi of Allah had a dense beard. Ibn al-Jawzi has made mention of a riwayat in his kitab, Al-Wafa bi Ahwal al-Mustafa, on the authority of Ali radiallahu anhu, and the Rasulullah s.a.w. kana azim al-lihya. That the Nabi of Allah had a thick beard, he had a dense beard. And brothers, it was something to be proud about and not apologetic about. Yazid Farsi, وَكَانَ يَكْتُبُ الْمَصَاحِفِ. He used to recite the Quran, he used to write the Quran. There was no printing press, of course, in that time. In the time of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, I seen Nabi alayhi salam in a dream. So I come to Abdullah ibn Abbas and I say, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream. So Abdullah ibn Abbas told me, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَتَشَبَّهُ بِي فَمَنْ رَأَنِي فِي النَّوْمِ فَقَدْ رَأَنِي. That shaitan cannot take my appearance. Hence, if you've seen the Nabi of Allah in a dream, you have seen him, you don't have to be in doubt. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, just to confirm, describe the man you've seen in a dream, I have seen the Nabi of Allah. So Yazid Farsi said, let me describe to you, أَنْعَتُ لَكَ رَجُلًا بَيْنَ رَجُلَيْنَ, a man of moderate height, دَوَائِرُ الْوَجْهِ, with a roundish face, beautiful of course in complexion, أَكْحَلُ الْعَيْنَيْنِ, who had applied surma to his eyes, حَسَنُ الضِّحْكِ, and had a broad smile, وَقَدْ مَلَأَتْ لِحْيَتُهُ مِنْ هَذِهِ إِلَى هَذِهِ, and such a thick beard that it had covered his right side, it had covered his left side, وَقَدْ مَلَأَتْ لِحْيَتُهُ نَحْرَهُ. In fact, I can say in the dream, I seen the beard had even covered the chest of Nabi alayhi salam. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, pause, لَوْ رَأَيْتَهُ فِي الْيَقْضَى مَسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَنْعَتَهُ فَوْقَ هَذَا. Wallah, if you had to see the Nabi of Allah alive one-on-one, you couldn't have added to this description. You have seen the Nabi of Allah. That is exactly the description of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, Allah makes mention in the Quran regarding the devil. One of the ploys of the devil is, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ. That the devil says, I will mislead man. I will fill his hearts and desires with a lot of baseless ambitions and aspirations to such an extent, and I will command him to disobey Allah. فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. They will change the appearance that Allah has given them. In Tafsir Uthmani as well as Bayanul Quran, one of the pledge that the devil made, I will mislead man that he will change Allah's appearance in his favor. In the form of plastic surgery, people are doing it on a big scale. But in these two tafasir, in Bayanul Quran, in Tafsir Uthmani, it is written, any person who shaves his beard or cuts his beard, he has become a victim of the effort of the devil, and he is guilty of changing the appearance of Allah in his favor. Ibn Asakir has made mention, Wallah brothers, leave me till Asr and I won't stop. Leave me till Asr and I will give you hadith upon hadith, Quran upon Quran. Ibn Asakir has made mention of a riwayat that amongst the many reasons why Allah destroyed the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 things. Of course, the greatest action was sodomy. Washurbul khamr, they used to drink wine and intoxicants. Zina, of course. And another thing was that they used to cut their beards and they used to lengthen their moustache. This was one of the reasons that led to the destruction of this nation. One of the reasons that led to the destruction of the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لَعْنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ بِالنِّسَاءِ وَلَعْنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُتَشَبِّهَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ بِالرِّجَالِ. Allah's curse is on those males who imitate females, and Allah's curse is on those females who imitate males. Ulama ikram write, وَلَا يَرْتَابُ مُرْتَابُ. وَلَا يَرْتَابُ مُرْتَابُ, none can deny, no doubt, أَنَّ التَّشَبُّهَ الْكَامِلُ بِالنِّسَاءِ يَحْصُلُ بِحَلْقِ اللِّحْيَةِ. The total resemblance to a woman would be achieved when a person shaves his beard. For the simple reason, لِأَنَّ لِحْيَةَ الرَّجُلِ هِيَ الْفَارِقُ الْأَوَّلِ وَالْمُمَيَّزُ الْأَكْبَرِ. Because the beard of a man is the greatest distinction and the major difference between male and female, to such an extent that my Nabi said, سُبْحَانَ مَنْ زَيَّنَ الرِّجَالَ بِاللُّحَى وَالنِّسَاءَ بِالذَّوَائِرِ. All praise belongs to Allah who adorned the appearance of a man with a beard and adorned the appearance of a woman with plaited hair. My sister has been told to cut her hair like a man, and my brother has been told to shave his beard. Wallah brothers, is there something? Ask yourself. Ulama have said, let me give you another hadith. Ibn Kathir has narrated it. Bidayah wa Nihayah has this riwayat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wrote letters to the different kings. And amongst the different kings that the Nabi of Allah wrote letters to, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wrote to the Kisra of Persia. Nabi alayhi salam entrusted this letter to Abdullah ibn Huzafa. وَدَفَعَهُ عَبْدُ ibn Huzafa ila عَظِيمِ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. He passed it on to the governor of Bahrain. وَدَفَعَهُ عَظِيمُ الْبَحْرَيْنِ ila Kisra. And the governor of Bahrain passed this letter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on to the Persian king. When the Persian king received this letter, شَقَّ كِتَابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He tore the letter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salam said, oh Allah, as he tore my letter, you tear his kingdom. Oh Allah, as he ruined my letter, you ruin his empire. Oh Allah, as he destroyed my letter, you destroy his dominion. After he tore the letter, he then wrote to one of his ministers in Yemen, وَكَتَبَ إِلَىٰ بَادَانِ, who was in charge of Yemen. And he said, you know what, this man has written me a letter, الَّذِي بِالْحِجَازِ, this man by the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send two of our well-respectable people, you know, who are influential and very vigilant and vibrant, and we want to investigate this matter of Islam. So these two ministers then came in the court of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did they come? وَقَدْ حَلَقَا لِحَاهُمَا وَأَعْفَيَا شَوَارِبَهُمَا. cleanly shaven with long mustaches. When they came in the presence of Nabi alayhi salam, my Nabi said, وَيْلَكُمَا مَنْ أَمَرَكُمَا بِهَذَا. Woe be to you, who taught you this? Where did you learn this from? It's a kafir. Once, one side, Islam was so tolerant. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu conquered Palestine, and then the Christian priests were taking him around to show him and inspect. So they were inspecting one church, and it was the time of Dhuhr Salah. So the Christian priest told Sayyidina Umar, you are here, you can observe your prayers in our church. Sayyidina Umar said, no, I respect, this is sentimental to you. If I will perform my salah in your church, let it not be that your church becomes a matter of controversy. The Muslims might claim access to this land that our Amir made namaz here. So Sayyidina Umar respected their sentiments. The Nabi of Allah also respected the sentiments of the kuffar. Al-khamru lahum kal-khalli lana, wal-khinziru lahum kashati lana. That for them they can have pork, it is for them like how we have sheep. And for them wine is like how we have vinegar. Yet here the Nabi of Allah takes on a kafir one to one. Where did you learn to shave your beard and lengthen your mustad? So they said, Amarana Rabbuna, you know, our Lord, our Kisra told us. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Walakin amarani rabbi bi'afa'i lihyati. And then Nabi alayhi salam turned his face. Ulama say the Nabi of Allah disliked looking at the face of a kafir that was clean shaven. Oh my brother, while you anticipate the intercession of your Nabi, while you come to Medina anxiously, let it not be. When every day you got rid of that beard, when you stand before him, he doesn't want to see you. Nabi alayhi salam said, but my Allah has commanded me to lengthen my beard and trim my mustad. And let me tell you, inna rabbi qatala rabbakuma al-layla. You know, my Allah, he's destroyed your Lord last night. You left from there and came. My Allah put the son of that king on top of him and destroyed him. This was the condition. Brothers, go through the mazahib. Go through the four mazahib. In which is the authentic book of Shafi, it is written there, mansus wa yuhramu halqul lihya. In fact, Imam Nawawi and Abdul Aziz bin Baz do not even give permission to cut the beard after one first length. Because this is not proven in many hadith. It is the narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Look into the fiqh of Maliki fiqh. Look into the Shafi. In Hanafi, in Durr Mukhtar, it is written, it is totally forbidden. And to those young huffaz that have gathered, Ya Allah guide one and all. Open the tafaseer and look at the fatawa. Look at the fatawa. I was accessing so many fatawa. No way could I come to for any concession to such an extent. There is consensus in the scholars that if there is a person that is a non-hafiz but has a shari'i beard and reads Quran correctly, and on the other hand there is a man that shaves his beard or trims his beard, it will just not be better, but rather it will be compulsory for you to read Quran and Taraweeh behind the non-hafiz. Behind the non-hafiz who has preserved the appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then reading Quran behind a man who has mastered the Quran but has no regard. Wallah, such people who neither revive the sunnah nor have regard for the sunnah, nor have regard for the sunnah. The ulama have written, a person that mocks at a bearded man and laughs at them and considers it as disgrace, la yakunu imanuhu salima. He must fear his iman is not intact. He must revive and renew his iman and his nikah. Brothers, medical perspective, they say, I read an article recently, anna rujuliyya wal majjat al manwiyya, that if a person continuously shaves, it will weaken his potency. This was in the article, I seen it a few months ago. Of course, we don't consider, you know, scientific research. That's the last thing we consider. We look at the teachings of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that makes the reason why we obey and comply. To the mothers and sisters out there, let us look at the wife of Amr ibn Jamuh. Amr ibn Jamuh accepted Islam because of the effort of his son. When his son took his idol and dropped it in the well, and then he said, Wallahi law kunta ilahan lam takun anta wa kalbun wasta bi'rin fi qaran uffil lam ilqaka ilahan mustadan al'ana fattashnaka an su'il ghaban. He became a believer on the effort of his son, and he became a martyr on the effort of his wife. He was lame. His wife told him, I don't believe. Once upon a time, the wife exhorted her husband to become a martyr. I challenge the woman of today, and I implore the woman of today, you put material demands before your husband, and he complied. Let it see that you mutually help him and put a demand. My husband, I don't want to see you ever touching your beard. I love you with your beard. Once upon a time, the woman of this ummah was exhorting their husbands. So when a woman tells a man, he feels a sense of obligation. So he comes to Nabi alayhi salam, he reads two rakat. He says, Allah, let me not come back to my family. The woman exhorted the husband, she became a mother. Khansa radiallahu anha, a poetess in the time of Nabi alayhi salam, she calls her four sons. She says, I suckle you so that you can make me the honorable mother of four martyrs. I nourish you that you bring the joy that you four are martyrs. Once upon a time, the mother of this ummah, told her children that go and earn martyrdom. Today, the woman of today, and furthermore, my sister, if you are the means of telling your husband to shave that beard and putting pressure on him, I fear your consequences will be grave on the day of the Yaman. Let me briefly run you down through some of the flimsy reasoning, basic reasoning, trivial logic. Subhanallah, the Pakistani cricketer, may Allah give him jazai khair. Cricket, no sports intrigues me much. But the man that came into the sports world and showed the Muslim sportsman, I can play sports without compromising my beard. We salute such a people. May Allah give him barakat. May Allah give him health. Say Ameen, brothers. Say Ameen. Allah give him hidayat and let thousands get hidayat. He came in the sports arena and said, this is my Nabi. I do not compromise. Wallahi, as I mentioned, we were in Rome and I told that man, they say in Rome do as the Romans. Even in Rome we do as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. We don't do like what others said. We are proud. One of the deceptions, let me run you down briefly through the deceptions of the beard that people say. Many people say Nabi alayhi wa sallam kept the beard because the Arabs had a beard. So this was customary and traditional. Do you know how many customs the Nabi has abrogated? What are you accusing the Nabi of Allah of following customs? The Nabi of Allah explicitly, emphatically said it's the command of my Allah. It's got nothing to do with customs. Briefly, the second baseless argument is that many people give anna ashab al-luha ja'alu al-luha wasail li-khida'in nas. That they made the beard the means of deceiving. So is shaving a way out of deception? Deception is another thing and keeping a beard is another command of Allah. What is this absurdity? Is it bizarre? What is it, brothers? I don't know what logic people are applying. The third thing that many people, one brother told me, no, the beard cannot be for us. Why? Because there are many nationalities, their hair don't grow. So I said, Subhanallah, what logic is this? Do you call it shallow logic? Help me with vocabulary, I don't know what to call it. Nabi alayhi salam exhorts you, tasawwajul wadud, get married to women that can bear children. And Allah makes women barren. So then what? What are you saying then? One said the Nabi of Allah exhorts you, increase the ummah. And yet Allah is making women barren. So you say, no, because then the other argument, you are keeping the beard. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote the camel, you must also ride the camel. Oh my brother, make little sense. If you can't make lot of sense, make little sense. For heaven's sake, make little sense when you are talking. I fear when such people have become the leaders of ummah, we don't have to wait for qiyamah. It is qiyamah. It is qiyamah. When such people have come into the front line, who have no concept of deen. Ask the man, he doesn't know the faraz of wuzu and ghusl. Ask the man in Arabic, kayf halak, alhamdulillah. Ask him the second, sorry my brother, I don't know more Arabic. You don't know more Arabic and you want to access Quran and Hadith? You want to understand it and simplify it and deduce conclusions? Ulama gave their lives and then they arrived at these conclusions. Misleading and beguiling the masses. So what they say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rode the camel, you must also ride the camel. The Quran says in Surah An-Nahl, Surah An-Ni'am also, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ride the camel, ride the horse, and I will introduce modes of transport in the years to come. Allah Himself said that He's going to make it. The fourth thing that a lot of people say, that no, my heart is clean. In my heart I fear Allah. Ya Subhan, Sahaba revived everything of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They never took the guts of making those claims. You violate the Nabi of Allah openly. Brothers, I have still withheld many things. If you think it's coming across crude, this is gentle, this is passive, this is diplomatic. If I tell you what ulama have said, wallahi, I can carry on. In conclusion, I make dua to the Almighty Allah. I feel there are so many people that are very closely related to me, that have been so kind, but my moral consciousness always pricks me, that yeah, this man has been so kind, he has offered you his service. Have you given him your side of deen? Have you given him what Allah has favored you with? Have you told him also or not? You will be answerable to Allah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He give us the true love of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What better time to repent than Ramadan? Brothers, let me ask you one last question. I speak to your iman directly. Shift your logic and the influence of the West. Shift the adoption of the West. Let me ask you sincerely from the bottom of your heart. Do you wish to die without a beard? Or deep down in your heart, you know, this is wrong. Come, I tell you your own action. Allah told the polytheists of Makkah. Allah told them, I give you proof that I am one. When you're sinking in the ocean, there's no atheist on the sinking ship, oh my God. When you're sinking in the center of the ocean, you say, oh Allah. So your turning to Allah in moments of desperation is proof that you believe in Allah. I ask you, my brother, while you say, I don't need to read namaz with a topi, when you attend a janazah, why you put it on? When there's a janazah in the family, why do you lengthen your beard? In Ramadan, why do you lengthen it? In the heart of hearts, you also know this is what I'm supposed to do. I beg you, stop giving that flimsy reasons. هَلْ يَشْهَدُ قَلْبُكَ أَنَّكَ تَنْجُو يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِهَذِهِ الْبَرَاهِينَ الْعَاطِلَةِ. Are you ready to speak before Allah on the day of Qiyamah with these trivial excuses? When the Nabi of Allah says, يُجَاءُ بِبْنِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَأَنَّهُ بَدَجٌ. Man will appear in the court of the master of both the worlds like one lamb. one sheep before Allah. May Allah Ta'ala clear our mind from the influence of the West. May Allah let us embrace the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. I seen one boy whose hair was cut uneven. I told him, my brother, please, do you get pleasure out of this? Malakum la tarjuna lillahi waqar. Fear Allah so much at least that you abandon sins that don't give you pleasure. Brothers, embrace the sunnah. Wallah, I'm saying this from my heart. I don't have anything in my life that I can claim for. One thing, I look deep down in my life, I fear Allah. But the day I will be lowered, Allah, this is one beard I have never touched. Allah, from the day you took it out, I have kept it. And I hope strongly that reviving the sunnah in this hostile climate and traveling the world at this time when victimization is coming on this beard. I hope from the mercy of Allah, in the light of Quran and Hadith, revive this and you will secure your abode in Jannah. Allah inspire us all. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.